Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. But can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all, hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Reading from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. And with Advent being day 4 now, it seems to be a great verse to enter into. And it'll somewhat, Rob, correlate, or there will be some parallels to this story that we're going to have you read in just a moment. So thank you. Rob Seidenberg is in the studio with me in our home studio. And it was about 23, 25 years ago, we were doing one of our first, I don't know if it was one of our first mailings, but
it was
early mailing when we were launching the radio ministry.
Yeah, we were stuffing envelopes, folding forms and stuffing envelopes.
So probably 96 or 97.
I think so. It was the year of Haley's Comet, so.
Okay, yeah.
We can look that up.
So we appreciate Rob. He's our copy editor and assists the radio ministry in a number of ways. He and Mary, his beloved, they support the radio ministry financially. And if I need a gadget or something, you seem to go out, walk out the door, find it, purchase it, and bring it back. You've helped out in a lot of ways. So we appreciate you being a part of things. And I don't know, over these 26 years, I think I've interviewed you 2, 3, 4 times, aside from all the times we've had you on Wednesday.
Right.
And Marianne is still recovering. She was not feeling well yesterday, so we're also giving her today off. And hopefully she'll be back with us next Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And so I began with that verse, the Magi, as we're in day 4 of Advent. We're trying to recalibrate everyone, get them grounded for this Advent season, recognizing the Lord has come, but he will return, but we get to celebrate his birth and have that Christmas cheer as we recognize maybe anew or meditate on it more practically during this time of season that he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, God with us, Emmanuel. And so it's a time where hopefully we're more mindful than ever. And it's always a joy to have you a part of the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Marianne and I always cut up and enjoy just our humor. And in my mind, of anyone I know, have more experiences and life stories and connections to whether it's a medical practice or something that would go on in a hobby shop, or maybe it's a mechanical question or building. It seems like you've had your fingers involved in so many different things. You're an avid reader, and your many years were training editors on how to edit, so you're very gifted at reading and a vociferous, what's when you read a lot? What's that?
Voracious.
Voracious.
Yeah, and voracious comes from when people really enjoy eating and eat a lot and so on, so we just put it over
with reading.
A person with a big appetite for reading, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, so
a racist reader.
Yeah, so I have Rob here to help me with my English, and he's going to read from our front page of this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the December edition, which is just about out into our almost 400 area locations. All the volunteers started showing up on Monday from about 9:30 in the morning to about 2 in the afternoon, getting their 20 or 50 or 30 bundles and taking them all over East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. And today or tomorrow we'll be heading west towards Lincoln and Springfield. And I think Lyle got his Decatur bundles. So they're getting out, everyone, and we've had a number of people that are giving them as Christmas gifts or to their friends or a Thanksgiving gift, and that's for $30. That's 12 months, 12 editions over the next year, and you can certainly do that, and we'll be reading from the front page Rob's story titled Stuck on Christmas. And so if you want to purchase for a friend or for yourself a 12-month subscription, you can call us at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Look at the subscription tab, and you can just fill it out online, and we'll be happy to mail that out right away. So
yeah, I've even given some myself.
Yes.
I've got friends in scattered areas, and every once in a while, one calls me or texts me or emails me and says, oh, I really enjoyed the story such and such month, or I read the whole paper from front to back. So that's really kind of fun to know there are people all over reading it.
Yeah, and all over the country. I can't say parts of the world yet, but certainly all over the country. And in fact, when you got here earlier, we were reminiscing about, you know, the first time you were here helping assemble a mailing. And when I say here, this is our home out in the country, 8 acres in the woods on the Sangamon River. I call it the mighty Sangamon. Sometimes it's about a foot deep. Sometimes when it's flooding, it's about 15 feet deep. But a lot of memories here. And we were talking about your rural memory series or column and reminiscing about all the farm stories. And then we were talking about my chickens, which are right outside the window, and the guinea, and you're delighted in that.
One time I was here, and all of a sudden, the hens started walking by the window one by one. Remember? I don't know if you remember that, but we were recording. He said, here they come.
Well, see, I feed them out the window.
Do you really?
Dry mealworms. See those two?
Yeah.
One is rice, and the other is dry mealworms.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll come and peck. I've trained them enough.
Oh, and they'll peck to ask for some.
Yes, and so then I get up. So they've trained me. When they peck, I get up, and I give them these little mealworm treats.
That's neat.
Get them in like a 20-pound bag.
Yeah.
And they're, don't you grow mealworms? I grow earthworms,
yeah.
Earthworms.
I get it from Uncle Jim's worm farm, but he has mealworms too. And this is not a plug for Uncle Jim, but Uncle Jim's worm farm has live mealworms if you want them.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how you keep them alive.
Yeah, no.
We just feed them all at once. I don't know. Freeze-dried ones.
Yeah, if you find Esther sometimes unearths worms and throws them out, and the chickens fight over them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one gets it and runs with it, and the others chase after it. So, and then we also were talking about when you grew up, some of the Bible memories that if you memorized, you know, a verse, you got so many points, or a psalm, you got so many points, mm-hmm. or maybe a chapter or something, additional points, and you said some of those early memory verses and the Bibles or the prizes you got are still fond memories of growing up and verses that are still on your heart and mind.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's Wednesday, which typically means it's the Prime Life Times in Review, and we love to read from our beloved publication. It's informative, engaging, and positive. We kind of designate our audience or our readership as those with an active lifestyle. And so that can mean kind of a lot of things. If you're active in your mind and heart and still enjoy good stories or articles, we have crossword puzzles and games and a lot of fun things that you can enjoy and read. And these great advertisers that help provide this publication free of charge. We do have a subscription rate of $30, but that's really covering the first class postage to mail it out. But it's available in almost 400 area locations, and so we appreciate how it continues to grow. And this was a real special edition. Look at that front page.
Kelly Rose really did, our typesetter and graphics person, really outdid herself on this. She drew this whole thing from scratch.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It shows a befuddled-looking guy, snow up to his knees, with his hand on the van, looking way off towards some lights coming from a nearby house. So I really think she did a good job.
Yeah.
She did a great job.
And the article that you've written that inspired her to draw this. So you see these evergreen trees with snow on it, and you see that little star in the sky.
Smoke coming out of the chimney from the house.
Yeah.
And it looks like a Christmas star, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it somewhat resembles a cross, if you will. Project into it, but it's purple and yellow and white and green. It's really nice. It's our wishing you a Merry Christmas holiday issue and happy holidays this season, the Prime Life Times December edition. And this is Volume 5, Issue 12. And that's the 5 years that we've had this publication. It's actually been around for, I think, 29 years now, maybe 30 years, because I think when we got it, it was around 26, 27, and we've had it for 5 years. So
yeah, and I'm not sure whether they kept the sequence going, because at one point they discontinued it, then started it back up.
Yeah, and they used to be called the Active Senior,
yeah,
and then they changed it to the Prime Lifetimes, and when we acquired it, it was the Prime Lifetimes for a number of years. But we appreciate this publication and how it continues to grow in readership and in distribution, and would be that great holiday gift if you don't know what to get somebody. Give them 12 months of the Prime Lifetimes, and it'll be mailed right to them when it's available. And this one was published a couple days ago, and so we had it being delivered on Monday, Tuesday, and even today it'll be hitting various locations. So what inspired this story, Rob, as it's made the front page, and being a great author yourself?
I was astounded to see that it made the front page.
Yeah, Marianne decides that. I give her total freedom to initiate and figure out what she wants and where.
Well,
and
all my real memory stories are true stories. Nothing is made up, and if you might think something's made up, it might be because I don't have a perfect memory, but my siblings often argue the point. They say, well, I don't think it happened quite that way. And I remember one time, I won't tell which sibling this was, but I said, let's see, this was such and such a year. She said, yeah, I know. I said, you were born 4 years later, my dear. And she said, oh. But, you know, you hear the stories in the family, you hear them from each other, and you hear them so often, sometimes you almost think you were there.
Yeah.
But I was there for this. And it does not give me a good feeling entirely to remember this experience because of my foolishness, but I can laugh about it now.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And one thing I will say about you, you have a phenomenal memory, and I don't even know how you can keep all the facts and root words and all this happened. Even remembering Haley's Comet was viewed that day that you had left here after volunteering. So I guess we could go back and look at a calendar
and
know exactly when that was. But
appreciate
your help with this radio ministry and your gift of training editors to edit and so forth. Certainly advanced Jonathan Harrison's work, because he's the son of our office manager extraordinaire, Karen Harrison. And
he's
Jonathan,
an incredible editor, by the way.
Yeah, that's what you said. Some people, it comes very natural, or you can train them. But
well, I think that he had a lot of this knowledge when he arrived on the scene of the crime where I was the editing manager. And he served us very well, and now he's a freelance. He works for a company and does it out of the, I don't know which room in his house. Somewhere in his
house.
Many
people working from home. And Karen Harrison, I call her our office manager extraordinaire. She's a great editor, and she does a lot of proofreading before this goes out. And many things that I'm writing or that are going to be in a newsletter or something, I always run by her. What do you think? I've scripted out these radio announcements. Do they need tweaking? And she's always very careful. Well, I know what your intent was, Mark, and I think you may want to say it this way, but you're fine the way it is.
She's very gracious about it, isn't she? She's a remarkable lady, and we're so, I think, blessed to have her on staff. I really
the whole team, you know, thank you, God, for raising up so many godly men and women that participate and serve and have various roles, along with our board. And, you know, I could just brag up everything. I think during the Thanksgiving season, I was always talking about the radio listeners that support it and financially help us pay all our bills and pay them on time. And, you know, we didn't go with the Share-a-thon for the WLUJ family of stations, and we kind of said, okay, Lord, it's your ministry. Please provide through them. And so many have responded and sent in special gifts, and so we're hoping that through the end of the year, they'll continue to give, and then those that have been monthly givers that are used to calling in during a Share-a-thon will continue to faithfully give, and we're just going to trust that the Lord will provide for our needs, and we've been getting some really good feedback, so it's exciting to see how God provides for this ministry. Being 100% listener-supported, we pray a lot, and we serve and work hard, and it seems like because we honor and lift high the name of Jesus, God blesses us and blesses those that listen. So, Stuck on Christmas by Rob Seidenberg. And you begin with a quote from Washington
Irving.
Okay.
Yeah. Christmas, the season for kindling not merely the fire of hospitality in the hall, but the genial flame of charity in the heart. So that is the end of the quote by Washington Irving. It was Christmas. I was newly married and had adopted my wife's two kids. That wasn't all. We had a new VW van. So I proposed to drive the entire family, wife, kids, parents, and grandma, to the family Christmas dinner at Uncle George's house in a nearby town. A serious and recurrent failing of mine is to succumb to the strong temptation to take shortcuts.
Yeah, like most men.
Besides, I really enjoy back roads. Against the sage counsel of my mom, I turned down a back road that went past where great-grandpa and Grandma Douglas once lived. That would be my dad's grandparents. Of course, I hit the predicted deep snowdrift and got the van stuck. Mother was usually right after all.
Yeah.
Fruitlessly rocking the vehicle in the age-old manner to get unstuck, I soon realized I no longer had a reverse gear. Dispirited, I left the comfy warmth of the van, the temptingly steaming hot food we were transporting, and my justifiably unhappy family members. I trudged down the road to Chester Derrickson's place. Fortunately, he was home, and in response to my plea for help, he came out and started up his ancient John Deere, with which we putt-putted back to the van. Now, this was the old two-cylinder kind of John Deere, and there was no cab or housing. And if you notice how the language has changed, you used to see a farmer on his tractor, and now people say the farmer is in his tractor. And that reflects that difference. It was cold, it was windy, and we were not in a tractor, we were on it. After he had pulled us through the snowdrift, he said in his deep, soft voice, "Now say nothing of payment, Robert." This kind old African-American farmer had read my mind. "I'm just one of the wise men," he continued, "and this is my Christmas gift to you and your family." Then he turned his big old tractor around and headed home. We went on to the family celebration, minus a reverse gear. Chester Derrickson was indeed a wise man. An experienced road construction engineer, he taught many young township road commissioners how to properly build a road. I once worked in a lamp factory with his eldest son, who reminded me a lot of his dad. Chester's mom, part Cherokee, owned some land in Oklahoma. They found oil. With some of her oil money, she bought both of her son's farms and one for her husband and herself, too, back in Woodland Township in Illinois, where her roots were.
And that's kind of interesting, because you wouldn't have thought that an engineer or somebody that was in construction would turn to farming.
Yeah, it was. I think it was just kind of his way of spending his later years doing what he really loved. That's kind of what I felt about Chester. When Dad worked on hay crews as a young man, Chester's mom, known as Ma Derrickson, laid a wonderful table. Hay crews working nearby made reservations well ahead of time to eat noon meals there. I remember Dad pointing across a fence when I was little and saying, "That's where Ma Derrickson cooked her delicious fried chicken dinners."
That kind of still goes on in the Arthur area.
Yes, it does.
Many of those home meals and
it
people
does.
Like love to return because of the family-style meals that get passed out.
I think so. And you know what? It was just a testimony to Ma Derrickson's ability to cook, because Dad worked for a guy named Ted Randecker, whose wife, Aura, was a wonderful cook. I've eaten many a meal around her table, and she was good at fried chicken, too. But you have to remember, they're making hay way over here 10 miles from home, and if they get everybody collected and drive off somewhere and eat and then come back, they're going to lose a lot of time. And if you employ people on the farm, and this is an old tradition, I don't know how it is now, but in those days, you work here, you eat here, and that was kind of how it was. So Ted always felt responsible to feed them wherever they were.
Well, now you just call up Uber and have it delivered
tractor. Grubhub. Ma's other son became a highly skilled electronics repair guru before many people could repair electronics. The little workshop near his house was bursting with testing equipment and lighted workbenches. He could usually diagnose and fix a radio in a few minutes, so he could take it right back home. That brother, a World War II Army veteran, is buried near my parents on a little country cemetery near where we all grew up. My brother recently noticed that his grave had no veteran marker, so veterans organizations weren't placing a commemorative flag there for Memorial Day. He spoke to the local American Legion post commander. Last time I visited that cemetery on Memorial Day, Sergeant Derrickson's grave had a flag. Chester was buried in a historic cemetery a few hundred feet from his home. He's buried among many of my ancestors who settled that area in the late 1800s. Some years ago, my brother and I took a Canadian cousin, his wife, and daughter there to visit. What history and memories such a place can hold. My brother and I periodically visit the Derrickson brothers' graves. We honor Chester as a good neighbor, a friend, and a good man. I can't take that back road without remembering his kindness to us that long ago Christmas Day. Chester actually drove his tractor from the east to get to our stranded van. He really was one of the wise men, you know.
And therefore, that's why I opened up with, and you helped me with that one. We were thinking, what could we tie into this story and the Magi coming from the east, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And you always got to find a way to make parallels with Scripture and appreciate your gift of writing. And so how did it turn out with your new bride and your new children?
Well, it lasted for quite a while, I'll put it that way.
did that get brought up over the years? Remember that?
Oh, I'm sure it did many times. So.
Yeah.
Probably the next time I was stuck on a back road with the family, I don't know.
Yeah. There you go again, Rob. Yeah. You should have listened. You should have gotten directions.
That's right.
Well, nowadays, you know, with our cell phones and GPS and you just... Yeah. Give the destination, and you get almost so accustomed to using it,
that's
you don't
right.
even many times pay attention to, you know, you just have to look at the map and, hey, it says turn right 100 yards or, you know, so many feet and, you know, take this exit or be in this lane. I mean, it's really convenient and making maps seemingly obsolete for the most part because everyone just follows their phone.
I have a good friend who's one of the brightest people I know. He's a medical doctor. He's a psychiatrist, and he's a brain surgeon. And this guy moved to a new house, and we were helping him move with our little pickup truck. And his daughter, who was 4, could remember which way to go, but he had to put it in the GPS on his phone. And I said, I won't say his name. I said, are you a little dyslexic? And he said, maybe. And I said, yeah, but when it comes to which hemisphere of the brain you're supposed to be working at, he said, oh, no, I know my way around the brain.
Yeah.
Just not champagne.
Sure, classic. All right, well, it's Wednesday. It was the Prime Lifetimes in Review on this, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.